These things we believe. Repeat with me. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the church of the living God, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Father, we believe that Jesus is the very Son of God, that he gave his life, and that he redeemed us by his blood. We worship you tonight. And we come to thank you that you have adopted us into your family. Teach us now, break us, and sanctify us. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. As you are seated, find the scripture in your Bible of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verses 23 through 32. For just a moment, I want to give us instruction about coming to the Lord's Supper table. Then we'll prepare our heart. Then our deacons will come and pass these elements to you, and we will ask you to take that bread and hold it. We will then take it all together. We'll then pass the cup, ask you to take it, hold it, and we will then take it in unity, all together. Following the Lord's Supper, we'll be dismissed. But somebody's in this room today that's never trusted Jesus. When you leave this room, there are people waiting out in the foyer at the Next Steps table. I want you to go by there and talk with them. They'll pray with you. Some of you are here and you've never walked in baptismal waters like these seven did beginning this service, and you need to say, I'm ready to do that. You'll stop right out there. They'll get you ready for Easter morning or for another day that is ready for you and your family to be here with you. You're here and know the Lord. You say, I've been here scores of times, but every time this bread and this cup teaches us to look inside and to see, are we ready? Are we ready to meet God? The supper was instituted, and Paul wrote about it in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23. He said, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But a man must examine himself, and in so doing he is to eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself if he does not judge the body rightly. For this reason, many among you are weak and sick, and a number sleep. But if we judged ourselves rightly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord so that we will not be condemned along with the world. the Lord's Supper. Three simple thoughts for you tonight. The Lord's Supper is a time we set aside on this Good Friday and other occasions, and we take that bread and drink of the cup. What is it? First, it is a time of visualization. It's a time of looking and remembering. When you hold that bread, see him beaten, broken. See him crushed in agony. When you hold that cup, I want you to visualize him. I want you to see him. See his sweat becoming blood. See his hands, his head, his feet. Visualize what he did for you. I want you to take a moment right now. Close your eyes. Just close your eyes and bow your head and listen to the scriptures. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole Roman cohort around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. And after twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand. And they knelt down before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." They spat on him. They took the reed and began to beat him again and again on the head. And after they had mocked him, they took the scarlet robe off of him and put his own garments back on him and led him away to crucify him. See him. Hear the metal on metal. See his flesh tear. See him pray for his killers. Now thank him. Just thank him in your soul. Visualize it. Can you see it? You see it? You see the blood coming down his scalp to his bridge of his nose to the edge of his chin, down on his chest to his feet? He did it for you. He died for you. This supper is a time of visualization. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. But not only is it a time of visualization, it's a time of proclamation. This supper preaches. Verse 26 says, "As often as you do this, eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim." You preach the Lord's death until he comes. We preach. What do we preach? Everybody knows it. John 3 and verse 16. Read it out loud with me. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Hear him in 1 Peter 3 and verse 18. Read it out loud with me. "Proclaim it, for Christ also died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, so that he might bring us to God, having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit." Preach it out of Romans chapter 5 and verse number 8. Preach it out loud with me. "But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Any sinners in the house? He died for you. That's the gospel. That's what this table does. It preaches. It's a time of visualization. It's a time of proclamation. Dear friend, if you came tonight on this Good Friday with a friend or family, and you're not sure that you're a saved individual, that word saved means that you've been redeemed, your sins have been forgiven, and the just died for the unjust. He's the just, we're the unjust. And that He has taken us to God. If you've never trusted Him, I pray in Jesus' name you'd trust Him. I'm telling you, Sunday, we had a great day. A big old tall Marine came walking down here to me after church. I didn't know if he was going to kill me or confess. He grabbed my hand. I hadn't been the same all week. Standing ramrod straight and grabbed my hand. He said, "I think I'm ready." I said, "Well, bless God, I know I am. Whatever you say, I'm going to do it." He is ready to make his profession. Go baptize him Sunday. He went out there, and one of our staff members found his wife and three kids and just made conversation, not knowing who they were. And that wife said, "I'm waiting on my husband. He's in that room. And I'm waiting for a new man to walk through that door." Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the gospel we preach. It makes a new man out of you. Old things passed away. Behold, all things, glory to God, have become new. This table preaches. If you've never trusted the Lord, go out there after this Lord's Supper and talk to one of our men at that next steps table. They'll help you make the next steps like that man made those steps. Like these children that we talked to. Like Miss Betty Lou Reed that made those steps, I baptized. Like Jim Bisco, I baptized one of our own 20-year staff members. If you've never received Him, go right out there. We want to help you. This table is a time of visualization, of proclamation, but lastly and thirdly and quickly as we come to the table, the Lord's Supper is a time of examination. Yes, amen. Verse 28 says, "But a man must examine himself, and in so doing, he's to eat of the bread and drink of the cup." This is not for somebody else to look at you and say, "Well, that right's wrong," or right. You look in the mirror of your life. This table calls you to self-examination. It will ask you, "Are you saved?" Friend, only eat this bread and drink this cup if you're a saved man or woman. If you don't, you eat unworthily and you eat and drink judgment to yourself. You see, when you take that bread, don't mean you're not, that you don't have sin. It means you're perfect. It means you're redeemed. You ask yourself, "Am I saved?" So just ask yourself that right now. Are you saved? And if you can't answer that question, yes, walk out there to the next steps tables after this service. Examine yourself. Are you saved? Secondly, are you clean? Are you clean before the Lord? You got any known rebellion in your heart? This is the time to confess that. I'm going to give you a moment here, just in a moment, to confess your sin. The Bible says, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Glory to God. So, preacher, all of us are sinners. Oh, yes, I know, but when you've got, and I bring that up, and you know what it is, and you hadn't dealt with it. Examine yourself. Are you saved? Examine yourself. Are you clean? Examine yourself. Thirdly, are your relationships right? You got anybody that you've fallen out with? This table brings us to put brotherhood together. One. I got a new preacher at my home church. I've been praying for him, and it's taken me back. Taken me back this week. I posted on their little Facebook page today. The first Easter I ever preached was 1972. I wore a brand new suit my mama bought me. Had a tag on it right here. I preached the whole sermon with that tag on my arm. The choir was just right there where John is. You know how it was in a little church. After I got done, Miss Jewel Wheeler reached up and pulled me back. She whispered in my ear, she said, "Son, if you take it back tomorrow, they give you your money back." My mama then grabbed me. She is on the first row of the choir with a coattail. And she reached up. She ripped that off of there. Let me tell you, if you can't laugh at you, you need to have a chuckle. In that little church, I've thought all day long, we had glass cups. Remember those glass cups? I'd hold that glass cup, and I found if I put it on my finger, I could see my heartbeat in that juice. And while they was passing out, I'd look at that, and I'd see my... And I remember telling the Lord one day, I was just a kid, I said, if I was ever up there preaching, I'd tell them the heartbeat of eternal life's in that cup. Well, here I am. And I'm telling you the heartbeat of eternal life is... in the blood. Amen. Dear friend, amen. The life is in the blood.